The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So a warm hello from IMC in Redwood City. And appreciate how far spread and how close in this YouTube community is, and that we've gathered together here. And I like to think of it in a wide circle, sitting together to meditate. Thank you. For me, one of the surprising aspects of Buddhist meditation was how much it involved the body, and so much that I think sometimes that mindfulness, the word sati, translated into English as mindfulness, maybe should have been translated as bodyfulness, because that plays such a central role in attention, awareness, sensing, feeling. But one of the surprising things is how much the focus is not on the corporal body, not the body that will be left when you're a corpse, but rather the animate body, the body that is animated with certainly with life, with, but more than that, it's animated also with the functioning of the mind. And this body-mind thing in Buddhism are not so separate. Sometimes we consider them to be kind of working together inseparably. And so much of the way in which we experience our body is mediated with how the state, the quality, the activities of the mind. And that as we dip deeper into the body, there's a reciprocal relationship between the body and the mind and the body. And so as the mind changes, so does our experience of the body, the animate body, the experienced body. The way that we experience the body is not the same thing as the corporal body. Experience is mediated partly through our perceptions, our orientations, our states of mind we have. And it's remarkable how the body shifts and changes as we become more embodied, more present. And the mind becomes more healthy, more settled, more at ease. And anyway, so this was a huge surprise for me in my practice. And I'm hoping that for many of you it is or has been or will be a similar kind of delight and surprise and of a profound nature to appreciate the body in a deep way, the experienced body, the animate body. So one of the ways to that this reciprocal relationship works between the mind and the body is that when the body is relaxed, it has a huge impact on the mind. The more tense the body, the more it supports the tension in the mind. The more relaxed the body is, the more it supports the mental tension to soften and relax. So today the focus will be relaxing the body. So taking a posture, being careful with your posture, kind of align, adjust your posture so that it's most balanced and open, and if you're sitting upright, most upright. So that when it relaxes, the body doesn't collapse or slump. So that when it relaxes, it kind of is relaxing into a support and aliveness. So then begin by lowering your gaze and relaxing your eyes, and gently closing your eyes. And when I take deep breaths at the beginning of the meditation, I imagine that the movement of the inhale begins deep inside and expands outward like a big massage, stretching, moving, expanding the torso, chest. So taking a deep, deep breath. And as you exhale, relaxing into the body. Deep, deep. Breathing and then relax. And letting your breathing return to normal. And on the exhale, progressively relax the body from the bottom up. So maybe as you exhale, to soften any tension or holding in your legs, around the knees, the thighs, as you exhale, to relax the whole area around your hips, your hip joints. Where your bottom connects with your cushion, the floor. Relax. On the exhale, relaxing the belly. Letting the belly soften as you exhale. And maybe as it softens, it settles down into the lower torso, to create some more stability, a ground, a floor for the upper torso to rest on. And then relaxing the upper torso, the chest, the rib cage, back and forward and behind. And then the exhale, relaxing the shoulders. Allowing the shoulders to give in to the gentle pull of gravity. Relaxing the arms, the hands, the fingers. And relaxing the muscles of the face, softening around the mouth. Sometimes helped by gently, very slightly opening your lips, the middle of the lips apart a little bit. At least so the lips aren't pressing against each other. Softening the jaws. and softening around the eyes. Letting the eyes rest in the sockets. And if it's more restful, even with your eyes closed, let any gaze, looking that the eyes are trying to do, be a gentle looking backwards down into the body. So the eyes aren't reaching out. And softening the forehead. And then if there's any tension or pressure in the mind, in the brain area, or anywhere else you associate with the mind, let the mind relax, soften. And then through the soft attention, settle your awareness on your breathing. Feeling the inhales and the exhales. And on the inhale, feel your body in whatever way it shows itself. And on the exhale, relax your body in whatever places there can be release. Breathing in, breathing out. Feeling the body, relaxing the body. And as we approach the end of this sitting, perhaps now you can do another round of relaxation of the body. As you exhale, to relax deep at the core. The core of the body. The way that you might be held in check or closed or held back. Just for the last minutes to relax that. To relax again around the face and deep in the mind. And as we come to the end of the sitting, to bring to mind a saying that in times of crisis, one person who stays calm can keep everyone calm. I don't know if it's always true, but it's a wonderful principle. And may it be that as we go out into the world today, the next 24 hours, that maybe our gift is to keep our body relaxed, a calm body, a calm presence. People carry so much tension, chronic tension, and some of that tension is a response to being around other tense people. If we can turn that around and find a way to be relaxed and let that be the gift so other people can relax, can feel at ease, can let go of some of their tension and anxiety. You might see what ways being relaxed in body is beneficial for the people around you. Being relaxed, maybe it's easier to be, have our heart's concern be the welfare and happiness of others. May it be that we live this day caring for others so they can be happier, safer, more peaceful, and more free. May all beings everywhere be happy, peaceful, and free. Thank you.